May 8, 1902. God's Interest in His Institutions. Ellen G. White. At various times, the condition of our people has been laid open before me. They are in need of the converting power of God. The Lord is looking upon them with disapproval, for many have lost their first love. We are now reorganizing, and we need much of the help of the Lord. Those in responsible positions must stand where God can use them. On this earth, we are to do God's work, and into this work, we are to bring the order of heaven. All that is done is to be after the divine similitude. Self is to be put out of sight. We have been bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Son of God. All that we have belongs to God, and is to be used in the Master's service. All that we have and are is to be consecrated to God. Then will Christ be glorified. Then will His prayer for His followers be answered. They will be one with Him and with one another, and the world will see that God did indeed send His Son into the world. Human instrumentalities are the Lord's helping hand. God expects men and women to work for Him to the limit of their ability. Each is to strive to accomplish his God-given work. None are at liberty to turn from conformity to the will of God in order to follow their own desires. Even the thoughts are to be brought into captivity to the will of Christ. Not that man can, in his own strength, conform to the mind of God, but he can place himself where the Spirit can guide and control him. We are laborers together with God. In His service, divine and human agencies are to cooperate. Without the Lord's cooperation, we can gain no success. Without His aid, the efforts of human labor, human science, are worthless. All true knowledge comes from Him. When man accomplishes anything good, it is because he has cooperated with his Maker. By the partnership of God and man, the work of warning the world is to be carried to completion. God is to be brought into every pursuit of life. With every enterprise he is concerned, but he is especially interested in the various branches of his work and in the institutions consecrated to the advancement of this work. The offices of publication, by means of which the truth is to be given to the world, are sacred to his service. The sanitariums are his helping hand. Their work, the restoration of the sick to health, and the relief of suffering, is the work for this time. Our schools, where children and youth are to be trained for God, are a very important part of his great plan. There are to be no walls of partition between the different lines of God's work. This work is to be carried forward without division. In God's cause, there are to be no territorial lines. Our schools are to be regarded as a part of His great plan. Our sanitariums also are to be thus regarded. Medical missionary work is to be sacredly cherished and carefully conducted. It is as the right hand of the body, and is to open doors for the entrance of truth. No line of work is to be pushed forward to the hindrance of another line. In some ways, our sanitariums have more advantages than our schools. This is to be considered in the plans laid for the work. Every effort is to be made to place the schools where they will be self-supporting. Their interests are to be guarded carefully. They are to be placed on a high spiritual plane. Nothing is to be done to rob them of the advantages they should have. This would be selfishness and could never bear the Lord's endorsement. Our publishing houses are to make more of an effort to help our schools than they have made in the past. The Lord will not excuse any movement to cripple the educational work. This work is second to none in importance. God's desire is that it shall be given the advantage of every facility that can be used for its advancement. God is no respecter of persons. Those that honor Him, He will honor. Of those who obey His commandments, it is written, "Ye are complete in Him." They cooperate with Him in the work of soul-saving, God says to them, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted with the flesh." In order to be successful in the service of God, man must be guided by the Holy Spirit. Christ declares, "Without me, ye can do nothing." And the one who refuses to unite with Christ, the one who exchanges the pure principles of heaven for the corrupting principles of the world, thus searing his conscience, might better be separated from the work that is to represent in this world God's justice, mercy, truth, and holiness. All that God's servants do is to advance the work of soul saving. All that is done in our institutions is to bear the impress of heaven. The policy followed by the Lord's workers is to be in marked contrast with the policy followed by worldlings. All who are brought in contact with our institutions are to see distinctly the difference between the righteousness of Bible principles and the ungodliness of worldly principles. Divine agencies are constantly working to counteract the human purposes and plans that are not in harmony with the purposes and plans of Jehovah. No worldly policy is to be brought into God's work. It is His design that His work shall be done by men who realize the broadness of His law and the greatness of His love. Men who jealously guard their words and actions, lest they shall fail of doing His work exactly in His way. When men grow careless, the history of their past failures is repeated, greatly to the disadvantage of the work the Lord desires to accomplish. If those handling sacred things in connection with God's cause are not more spiritual-minded, more sensitive to His claims, more determined to carry out His plans in harmony with His high standard, regardless of human policy, He will turn and overturn. After test and trial, He will remove those who are not spiritualized, whose words and works do not harmonize with His will. Mrs. E. G. White,